TSET celebrates 25 years with legacy grants. One of the last survivors of the Tulsa race massacre dies, and an OU professor detained by ICE. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, November 25th. I'm Logan Layden. The Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust Board of Directors approved the entity's first ever legacy grants. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports awards totaling nearly $150 million will go toward expanding access to and improving Oklahoma health care.
The opportunity comes as TSET celebrates 25 years since Oklahoma voters approved the state question that created it. 14 awards for this first-time opportunity are going toward entities like the Oklahoma Hospital Association, Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation, and Oklahoma State University Medical Center. They prioritize rural and underserved areas, focusing on initiatives such as research, healthcare and food access, and workforce development. Oklahoma's healthcare system ranks nearly the worst in the nation. Ken Rowe, the TSET Board of Directors chair, says these grants are an opportunity to drive transformation and help improve outcomes for generations to come. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Viola Fletcher, one of the last two survivors of the Tulsa race massacre, has died. Anna Pope reports on Mother Fletcher's legacy of advocacy.
While testifying before a congressional panel, Fletcher asked the government to acknowledge the massacre and to open the door for justice for survivors and their families.
We lost everything that day, our homes, our churches, our newspapers, our theaters, our lives.
Fletcher was part of a trio of survivors who fought for restitution from the state in recent years. In 2024, the Oklahoma Supreme Court dismissed their lawsuit.
Our country may forget this history, but I cannot. I will not.
Still, major acknowledgments from Oklahoma and national leaders came over the course of her life, mostly spent in Oklahoma in the wake of the massacre. Tulsa's first black mayor, Monroe Nichols, offered his condolences, saying Fletcher spent her life lighting a path forward with purpose, despite what she endured. She was 111. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
And an OU professor has been released after being detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement over the weekend. KGOU's Hannah France has more.
OU College of International Studies professor Joshua Landis posted to social media platform X that his colleague, Iranian Studies professor Vahid Abedini, was detained by ICE while boarding a flight on Saturday. He says Abedini was traveling to Washington, D.C. to attend the Middle Eastern Studies Association's annual meeting. Additionally, Landis says Abedini has a valid H-1B visa, which allows him to legally work at OU. On Tuesday morning, Abedini posted to his LinkedIn he was released from ICE custody on Monday night. I'm Hannah France.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.